The Office of Management and Budget has been pushing federal agencies to improve customer service, whether online or in person. But one group has been pushing better service for years. The Government Customer Contact Services Community of Practice was founded by Daryl Covey. A Weather Service executive with 38 years of federal service, Covey explains what the Community of Practice is all about.
We are a grassroots organization I founded based on my experience in managing government customer service delivery. The purpose is to promote networking and the exchange of practices at the front lines of government, federal, state, and local.
Now, you spent a long time at NOAA, almost four decades. What is the customer service component there that you were concerned with?
Well, I was in the National Weather Service, and my very first experience as a new employee was dealing with the public at a local weather office. That runs a wide spectrum of situations and personality types. You have the media, you have the public calling in, you have elected officials and other agencies. I went from there to an air traffic control center where I delivered internal customer service to about 600 air traffic controllers. It was very time-critical environment, and there's a lot of important lessons that apply to emergency or time-critical services as opposed to others. And finally, roughly the second half of my career was spent managing internal customer service for a support organization which operated across the departments of commerce, defense, and transportation.
So in other words, no matter what constituency you're serving, whether it's internal government or the public or a particular specialized constituency, customer service really seems to matter to almost every program manager.
It absolutely does, Tom. I like to say government is the largest service machine that exists. Basically, what we deliver is security and the quality of life, and that second part, and even part of the first part, is all about service delivery.
And what are some of the best practices that agencies can use to measure how well they're doing? That is to say, from their customer standpoint.
Well, I would say first and foremost, the customer themselves. Unfortunately, as an entity, government is massive. Everybody is our customer. But when agencies plan initiatives, too often they don't begin with focus groups and interacting with customers.
Now, you've got a organization now, a Community of Practice. How does it work? It's a virtual, correct?
We're totally virtual. We do annual awards. We do a monthly e-letter, which is free to any government email address and by subscription to others. We participate in conference programs, most recently in the annual Government Customer Service Conference, which is presented by DGI.
That's the Digital Government Institute.
Yes.
Tell us about the size and scope and the types of people that belong to this organization.
Wow. You name it. We have a global constituency of around 5,000, federal, state, and local, a surprising number of non-U.S. governments people involved. The focus, again, is upon networking, fostering networking, and the exchange of practices. And, you know, the term best bothers me a little because government operates in every line of business known to the private sector, plus a few of our own, if you really get down into the details. And best is relative. You don't operate a 911 like you would a banking help desk in the Federal Reserve, for instance. There's a lot of difference, and I'm a little leery of the term best. There are some universal best practices. One is first contact resolution, but beyond that, it starts getting a little bit dependent on which line of business you're in and what your constituency is.
Tell us about some of the agencies that are this year's people that you're featuring the award winners. Who are they, and what have they done?
Yes, I'll be delighted to. We just presented the 14th Annual Government Customer Service Excellence Awards at the DGI event last August. In fact, I believe I crossed paths with you there. We recognized this year's winners in our categories. Teamwork and Overall Excellence Awards were won by the Development Services Group at Richland County, South Carolina. The Technical Excellence Award was received by an internal group at the IRS, which did an employee collection initiative. They were very thorough and considerate and navigated a lot of obstacles in a very difficult process within the IRS.
Collecting from employees that were behind in their taxes?
Well, employees that owed the agency money, regardless of why. And it's a very, you know, it can be a very volatile situation, and the way they handled it was truly professional, and they were recognized for that, for the processes and the thoroughness that they put in place. And then our customer focus winner was the Defense Logistics Agency's Customer Interaction Center.
So two federals and one state. Tell us a little bit more about the DLA.
Well, actually, two federals and a local. The DLA group, I actually spotlight these people in the e-letter after we present the awards every year. The DLA group was tasked on very short notice to assume, of all things, logistics support for firefighters in the Western United States during a very bad fire year. And the way they responded to that and mastered that and maintained their very high levels of customer satisfaction was truly exemplary.
And tell us how the selection process works for the winners.
We take nominations every October. In fact, they're open right now for our 15th annual awards in 2016 through December 31st. The awards, the nomination process is designed for people that don't have a lot of time or a big staff to do their nominations. They're very simple. They're very user-friendly. In fact, the actual nomination part of the award is limited to one page and 12-point font. Because we have received large numbers in previous years, and it's really taxed the judges to read too many nominations that are too long. But basically, we ask them two things. What did you do, and what were the results? Almost everybody can tell you what they did, but the winners are usually determined, and the finalists, by being able to tell you what the result of that was.
And who are your judges?
It varies by year. We have had federal people participate. We've had local people participate. We've had a few select private sector people participate. But these awards are totally non-commercial. The purpose is to recognize people doing it right, their story shared.
Darrell Covey is founder of the Government Customer Contact Services Community of Practice. Its conference with the Digital Government Institute takes place next week. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.